Fleetwood Mac right there, Gypsy. You know, Stevie Nicks once was a mermaid. That's right. She was a mermaid. And she was rescued. Lindsay Buckingham rescued her and kissed her on the cheek, and she became fully human. Hey, we've got your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report coming at you as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and get the full scoop from Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing on this beautiful, 62 degrees, thirsty Thursday morning?
Well, I tell you what, I broke out the Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh, there you go. I think it's perfect.
Yep, a little chilly morning, little coffee with Bailey's. Not bad at all.
What a morning. I tell you, it's absolutely beautiful outside.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know, I got up this morning and let DJ the dog out. And he stepped outside and he looked at me, you know, and he looked up in the sky, then he just started running circles. So I guess that's an approval, you know.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. So here we are another week, and boy, it's been hot. I bet it's been tough catching the fish out there this week.
Yeah, it's been brutal. You know, we've had some very warm days. And unless you were going out at first light or before, or staying out, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, it's been tough. The only ones I've been seeing catching some real numbers are the guides on the lake. They've been still hitting it pretty good.
Yeah.
There was a monster striper caught. It was 35 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Chad brought it up here with his customer they took out fishing, and they brought it up here and took a picture in front of the bayou because he wanted me to see it. It was beautiful. Oh, my gosh, it was huge.
Yeah, that'll feed quite a few people.
Yeah, it was big. They took it up to get it all taxidermied up to Summers up there. So, yeah, it'll be nice.
Oh, right on. Now, the crappie bite, what are you hearing out of the crappie fishermen?
They've been catching a few, but it's been slow. You know, it's been brutally hot. Water temperatures up there. So it's been tough. They've been catching a few, you know, and live baits, it's still working pretty good. But it's just been a little tough, you know. It's 5, 6, 7, no limits. It's been tough.
And the largemouth, the bass?
Largemouth are first thing in the morning and later in the evening. Guys have been doing okay, you know, throwing some single spins, and I had a couple of guys even throwing some jerk bait that had a little success.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. and you know, when it's hot like this, the catfish bite usually picks up a little bit.
Catfish bite's been good. Walleye, I've had several people get a few really nice walleyes. So there's still some fishing out there to be done, you know, even in warm weather. But, hey, this is the weather changing a little bit here. I'm going to cool the lake some, and I think fishing is going to pick up.
Yeah, and the lake level, you know, they've got it down. It's in really great shape.
Yeah, I looked this morning, 557. It's beautiful. Should be some really good fishing coming up here. And then as that lake cools a little bit, you know, we talk about that transition. It's going to happen.
Yeah, the bluegill perch bite. That's always good too. Get you some crickets or, you know, some worms, and find you a nice shady spot, and you can have a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's some of the best fishing on the whole lake, especially for family and kids and stuff. I like doing it myself, and I'm not a kid, but, you know, get your kids out there, your grandkids out there, and get them set up with a bobber, and they'll just have a blast. Make some really good memories.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Here we are. You know, we're about to get schools back in session, and we've got just one more summer holiday that we kind of put a bow tie on summer, and that's sneaking up on us, isn't it?
It is. It's right around the corner. I think we're, what, three weeks out from that. And Yeah, it's been a fast summer. It really went by really quick, but we still got the whole month of August to enjoy, and the weather stays like this, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. It'll be some nice boating out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then, of course, you know, like that transition you were speaking of, we'll start to head into fall, and Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
We should start, you know, with the Olympics on, I think, you know, we should have like a nude bass fishing thing for the Olympics.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Hey, I did get down one evening this past week just to get down by the lake and did a little mermaid watching, but
yes.
I did not see one. You know, I sat down there, had a couple of cold ones, and I didn't see one mermaid, but we sat down there for a while and we looked.
I have found, I've done some research. Cheetos. You got to have Cheetos, okay? And, you know, you just kind of rattle, shake the bag, you know, and take a couple bites and crunch really loud. And mermaids, they just cannot resist Cheetos.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try that next time we go head down that way.
That's right. If you want to catch a mermaid or get a sight of a mermaid, you got to have Cheetos.
I just want to get a picture so we can put it up on the website, you know?
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe they would like a little weekend getaway, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at some of the pictures, drop us a line there. And, of course, as always, our website, thebuyerresort.com.
Right on. And you know, I'm just wondering what color a top mermaids prefer.
Well, hopefully we can find out, huh?
I know, yeah, you know. So I'm gonna get me a few bags of Cheetos, and, you know, I'm going to go sit down at Blue Springs and just see what I can find,
yeah,
you know.
I think I'm going to have a permanent spot down by the launch ramp.
Knowing my luck, I'll just get pinched by a crawdad.
Absolutely. Right. What fun.
Right on. All right, Gary, hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Enjoy this nice weather, Gary.
Right on. See you, buddy.